The next policy is email privacy policy. And the policies here that should define all the necessary rules and specifications that are necessary for the company. The policy should be complementary to the ethical computer use policy that we have seen before. And this email privacy policy, it defines who legitimate email users are in every company. And it means that giving them usernames and the necessary tokens or the necessary principles for verifying their identities. This policy explains the backup procedure, so users will know that at some point, even if a message is deleted from their computer, it will still be on the backup steps. By rule, an email exists in four different computers. There is the computer of the sender, and then there is a server of the sender, and then there is the server of the receiver, and there is the receiver's computer. So the email at one point, it exists in four different computers, and then it must be backed up, because this is for companies that are in the government, for instance, or state organizations. Everything that is sent in there using the email systems in their servers is public and must be protected, must be kept for further records, for future records. And this policy, email privacy policy, describes the legitimate grounds for reading someone's email and the process required before such action can be taken. So users must be informed that their emails are being read and the process that is used. This email privacy policy also informs that the organization has no control of email once it is transmitted outside the organization. So they have control when the email is in the company, but when it's transmitted to other networks that do not belong to the company, then the company do not have control of those emails. And the next in the policy is that it explains what will happen if the user severs his or her connection with the organization. That is, when an employee leaves an organization or a company, then must make sure that the usernames and passwords are changed so that they should not be able, he or she should not be able to access information of the organization because he or she no longer belongs to the organization. So there is a policy stating that. In many cases, there are some organizations that forget to change these usernames and passwords. And there have been cases where people have been sacked from an organization or a company, and then they have made a sabotage to the organization by taking sensitive information from the servers and so on. And so another, which is the last in the email privacy policy, this policy asks employees to be careful when making organizational files and documents available to others. Organizations have different departments, marketing, research, supply, administration, and not every employee is supposed to access the information of all the departments. This must be specified, who is supposed to access which.